One of the largest industries in Alaska is healthcare. It employs more people than state government and the oil industry, and its impact is felt across the entire state. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
The size and scope of the healthcare industry in Alaska was outlined in depth in last month's Alaska Economic Trends, which is a monthly publication from the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. The article was written by state economist Neil Fried. He says the healthcare industry is one of the few industry sectors that is actually growing within the Alaska economy.
One thing that's been happening probably over the last decade and a half, or maybe even longer, is that we've been, I think, playing sort of catch up with the rest of the country, and we might be getting pretty close to that sort of catching up with the rest of the country as far as having as much sort of as large of a healthcare industry as you would find sort of on average across the country. We're getting closer to that, although we haven't quite achieved that. So that may be one of the reasons why it's grown as rapidly here as it has.
In 2008, the healthcare industry employed about 30,000 people, and its payroll topped $1.4 billion. In 2008, the healthcare industry made up about 9% of the state's labor market, trailing behind government, retail, and the leisure and hospitality sectors. Another reason for the growth in the Alaska healthcare industry is an aging population. Between 1998 and 2005, the state's 65-year-old and older population grew by 53%, while the overall population grew by just 10%. Recent projections call for the 65 and older population to nearly double by the year 2020. Fried says there are other factors involved with the growth of the healthcare industry in Alaska.
So the privatization of the Indian Health Service, you know, many people maybe have forgotten by now, but that was largely run, and most of the personnel in that service were federal employees not so long ago. Well, that's been largely privatized into Native nonprofit organizations around the state. And as a result, it appears that has also sort of helped healthcare to grow faster than average.
Another aspect of the healthcare industry in Alaska is that it's spread out across the entire state and not just concentrated in the population centers of Anchorage, Fairbanks, Juneau, and the Matsu Borough. For instance, the Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation is the largest private sector employer in the Dillingham area, and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation holds that same designation for Bethel. As a matter of fact, 12 of the state's 100 largest private sector employers are healthcare providers. Fried says the healthcare industry also includes hundreds of different jobs.
You know, we look at the breadth of occupations and opportunities, they cut across from the largely unskilled jobs to some of the most skilled jobs that exist in our economies, from some of the lower wage jobs to middle wage jobs to also some of the highest wage jobs in our economy as well.
A University of Alaska Anchorage study in 2006 estimated that employers pay for about 39% of healthcare bills, while government pays for 42%. Individuals pick up the rest of the cost. Over the last decade, the cost of healthcare in Alaska increased by 52%, and costs typically run about 25% above the national average. Another interesting bit of information is that 41% of the healthcare jobs in Alaska are based in hospitals, while 33% are in doctor's offices. Another 10% of the jobs are in nursing and residential care. Apparently, the number of jobs in doctor's offices has grown by 32% over the last decade. Fried says the healthcare industry is a constantly changing industry that incorporates changing skills, technologies, and methods of healthcare delivery.
The healthcare industry has become more difficult to define because what is a hospital today is very different than what, for example, a hospital was, you know, 20 years ago. 20 years ago, a hospital usually meant that you went there and you stayed there overnight. Now, that's not necessarily true. A lot of what hospitals do now are what doctor's offices might have done, you know, 10 years ago.
Fried says one of the areas of continued growth within the healthcare industry will likely be home health, nursing, and residential care. That's because of the aging population. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.